Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before, and not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, everyone. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Anna Malaika Tubbs, the author of The Three Mothers, How the Mothers of MLK Jr., Malcolm X, and James Baldwin Shaped a Nation. My work focuses on motherhood through the lens of feminism, intersectionality, and inclusivity. And I'll be your guest host for this month of Womanica. This month, we're talking about mothers, women who ushered forth new generations and new futures through their care, work, and imagination. Today, we're talking about a woman who was a pillar of her Atlanta community and a teacher to the next generation. Her wisdom laid the foundation for the activism of one of the most renowned civil rights leaders of the 1960s, her son, Martin Luther King, Jr. Let's talk about Alberta King.
For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point of our academic careers. I took Spanish throughout high school, and class itself was fun, but looking back, basically nothing stuck. Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. I chose French because much of my family speaks fluently, and I previously could barely say hello. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of three. Just go to Babbel.com and use promo code Womanica. That's Babbel.com, code Womanica.
Alberta was born on September 13, 1903, in Atlanta, Georgia. She was raised in an upper-class Black community. Her Black neighbors owned their homes, she frequented Black-owned businesses, and she went to all Black schools. But racism was still powerfully present in the family's life. Alberta's parents were well-known leaders and activists in their community. Her father, Adam Daniel Williams, was the pastor of Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church. He was also one of the founders of the Atlanta chapter of the NAACP. As a child, Alberta was a talented musician. She would play the piano for hours on end, filling the home with music. Alberta also had dreams of being a teacher. And as a teenager, she enrolled at Spelman Seminary to make that dream a reality. While she was in school, Alberta met Michael King, a shy young minister who was still working on finishing his high school education. It took Michael nearly a year to work up the nerve to talk to her. But after he did, they began dating. Alberta's parents warned her to not lose sight of her educational goals. So she moved to Virginia to study at the Hampton Normal and Industrial Institute and eventually received her teaching certificate. After graduation, she spent some time working as a teacher. On Thanksgiving Day, 1926, Alberta and Michael were married and moved into the upstairs bedroom of Alberta's family home. The couple was happy and in love. But the marriage meant Alberta had to say goodbye to her dream of being a teacher. At the time, there was a marriage bar, which severely limited married women from seeking employment. Instead of working as a teacher officially, she found other uses for her skills and education. Alberta began teaching music. She also tutored her husband, Michael, as he worked toward his college degree. In 1931, Alberta's father died of a stroke, and Michael and Alberta became the new leaders of Ebenezer Baptist Church. Michael took over as the church's head pastor. He also started going by Martin Luther around this time. Alberta established and directed the church's choir and played the organ. She became an even more important fixture of the church, and the growing congregation started calling her Mama King affectionately. Outside of the church, Alberta found other ways to pour into her community. She became an active member of the NAACP, the YWCA, and the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. In all of these pursuits, she was focused on fighting for the freedom of the most marginalized. She also continued pursuing her education and earned a bachelor's degree from Morris Brown College in 1938. And at home, she was hard at work raising her three children, Christine, Martin, and AD. In the King household, family dinners were mandatory. At the dinner table, Alberta often taught her children about the history of systemic racism in the United States and the importance of fighting against injustice. She would remind her children that they were as good as anyone. Just like the members of Ebenezer Baptist Church, Alberta's children often relied on her to care for them and guide their decisions. When her son Martin left home as a teenager, he sent her letters frequently. He wrote to update her on his plans, ask for her advice on what he should do next, and, in typical teenage fashion, ask her to send him food. Alberta's daughter Christine later said that her mother's wisdom had a big hand in shaping Martin Luther King Jr. into the activist he was. They think Martin simply happened, that he appeared fully formed without context, ready to change the world. Take it from his sister. That is simply not the case. Beyond raising her own children, Alberta remained a mother to her entire community, pushing forward the Black Freedom Movement. In 1957, she was named Mother of the Year by the Atlanta Daily World newspaper. In 1968, after her son Martin was assassinated, she offered support to a community racked by grief. Alberta's husband later wrote that she never neglected to be available to others in the family who needed her. A year later, her second son, AD, drowned in a swimming pool. Again, Alberta worked to ensure that the rest of her family and larger community would make it through. She continued to work in activist organizations and in her church. Then, one Sunday morning in 1974, Alberta drove to Ebenezer Baptist Church and, like usual, sat down at the organ to play during the service. As she finished playing the Lord's Prayer, a young man stood up, shouted, and started shooting at members of the congregation. He claimed Christians were his enemies. Alberta died that day at the age of 70.
It's almost as if the King family is being tested. I've never seen a family suffer so much tragedy in my life. The city loves that family. This nation loves that family. And what we want to do now is to try to comfort them and the family of Deacon Boykin and the families of the others who have been injured.
there were two big events held in Alberta's honor, one at the chapel of Spelman College and the other at Ebenezer Baptist. Well-wishers overflowed at both, many of whom she had taught and mentored. Her obituary said that she immortalized herself through her students. Today, Alberta's teachings live on in the legacy of nonviolent resistance that her son, Martin Luther King Jr., championed more than 50 years ago. All month, we're talking about mothers. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to co-creators Jenny and Liz Kaplan for having me as a guest host. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before, and not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.